Language, like we said, is an absolutely crucial element to cognitive growth in children. And, we'll go through specific stages in language development now. I've also got a checklist here from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and you can kind of go through that as well as we talk and see where these stages fall on the continuum that they have listed. So the first stage in development of language is called pre-speech. Okay, babies may be making noises, little sounds, and they can also distinguish between sounds long before they can say anything on their own. Crying is the baby's first and only means of communication right off the bat when they're born. Now, to a stranger, a baby's cries might all sound alike, but the parents can often tell their cries for food from, for example, a cry of pain. Parents hear different pitches, patterns, and intensities that signal different things like hunger, sleepiness, or anger. Now, anywhere from 6 weeks to 3 months, the babies will start to laugh and coo when they're happy, squeal and gurgle, and make some vowel sounds. And at about 3 months, they start to play around with speech sounds, producing a variety that seems to match the ones that they're hearing in their home environment. When babies start to babble, some of them, it sounds like they sound like they're different words, and some of the babies just babble in sentence-like patterns. But either way, the babbling is not language per se. Okay, they're making sounds, and they may be even imitating sounds that they hear, but they're not, they're not making real language because it doesn't hold meaning for the baby yet. Okay, it might sound almost like words or sentences, but it doesn't mean anything to the baby yet. At around 9 or 10 months, these pre-speech infants are deliberately imitating other sounds, still without understanding them. And then once they've got a basic repertoire of sounds, they tend to string them together in patterns that sound like language but still have no meaning. Now, the pre-linguistic speech is very rich in emotional expression, though. Okay, starting at about 2 months, when the infant's cooing begins to express happiness or contentment, the range of emotional tone then increases steadily. Now, long before children can express ideas in words, parents are very attuned to their baby's feelings through the sounds that they are making. And keep in mind, too, that babies understand many words before they can say them. The first words most babies will understand are either their own names or the word no. This isn't surprising, is it? But anyway, throughout the pre-speech period, parents and other caregivers, can actively communicate with the baby in many ways. By the end of the first year, the baby has some sense of intentional communication, a primitive idea of reference, and a set of signals to communicate with familiar caregivers and parents. Now that linguistic stage is set for speech.